Well, the UAE ambassador to the U.S. says Washington should consider moving its airbase out of Qatar. Speaking to reporters in Washington, Yusuf Al-Otaiba suggested that the U.S. military base could be moved to his country instead. Qatar hosts 11,000 American military personnel at its Al Udeid Air Base. Further in his remarks, Otaiba said the UAE and the U.S. had allowed, quote, bad behavior by Qatar to continue for a long time. He added that several Arab nations which had isolated Qatar did not intend to take military actions against Doha. Meanwhile, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu is heading to Qatar to hold talks with the country's officials. The Saudi-led Arab countries accused Doha of supporting terrorist groups. Let's cross over to San Francisco, joined by former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer, Mr. Scott Bennett. Scott, good to have you with us. What is going on in your perspective? It doesn't seem like this row is going to end anytime soon, and it seems like the situation is deteriorating. How do you see it?
Well, I see it as a perfect opportunity to do a political decapitation of Saudi Arabia, to allow them to implode with the same coup d'etat forces that they have sought to infect Libya and Syria with. And I think this is a potential outcome of this row, because Qatar is interestingly able to sway into the orbit of Iran, Russia, Syria, and Turkey. And that would be very destructive for Saudi Arabia, but it's caused this. So if Qatar goes and establishes much friendlier relations with Iran, which is the reason that Saudi Arabia was outraged and obsessed with trying to influence Qatar, if Qatar went the way of Russia and Iran, you could see Saudi Arabia take military action, but that military action would be condemned internationally, and it may call a cascading effect. It may cause an outrage amongst a variety of nations, because we've seen what the Saudis have done to Yemen, and I don't think the world will tolerate another Saudi campaign against Qatar when the world is really now discovering and sickened by Saudi Arabia's primary financing of ISIS and the Wahhabi menace, which has been the cause of so much of the terrorism. Qatar is sort of stuck between a rock and a hard place, but I think it emerges in a superior position, better than Saudi Arabia out of this.
Do you think that Saudi Arabia miscalculated as far as being able to put pressure on Doha and expecting the small country to give in sooner?
Yeah, I think Saudi Arabia totally miscalculated, and I think their hubris, their arrogance, their confidence in the United States backing them, their delusional state of mind that they can go around the world pushing violence into Yemen, pushing violence into Syria, pushing violence into Libya. That arrogance is causing it to I think, ultimately fall. Pride cometh before the fall, and no one's more prideful than Saudi Arabia. And I think they've miscalculated, too. The United States is not prone to blind support for Saudi Arabia, especially with Yemen. We're now seeing one of the greatest genocides in the history of the Middle East perpetrated by Saudi Arabia against Yemen. And the people of America were not on board with that. So I think Saudi Arabia is overcalculated. I think it easily could be finding itself isolated. And I think Egypt and Kuwait and some of the other Gulf countries are not going to be enthusiastic and probably are going to split away from this reckless anti-Qatar movement that Saudi Arabia initiated, which may cause Saudi Arabia to become even more hysterical and more violent and more prone to irrational actions. And it's in that irrationality that the Saudi regime could be taken out and removed. You mm-hmm. could have a coalition of nations very quickly abandon Saudi Arabia and simultaneously orchestrate a removal of Saudi Arabia at the House of Saud. And it could be an interesting political settlement, too, because if you could obtain promises from Iran to say Iran will not violate the Sunni land in exchange for removing the House of Saud, then you could have peace in the Middle East for the first time, because if the House of Saud that has caused all of the terrorism. It's the House of Saud and these criminals that have occupied Mecca and Medina that have given a distortion of Islam called Wahhabism that the world is waking up to and finding the ideology of rape and pillage and destroy.
Well, Scott, how much of this, let me just jump in here, how much of this do you think is the responsibility of the United States? I mean, we saw this move by Riyadh towards Doha after Trump came to the region, did his sword dance, and basically gave the okay thumbs up to the Saudi regime. Do you see any relation to his visit and this move by Saudi Arabia against?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. When President Trump went and did his sword dance with those in man dresses and dancing around, you know, acting like they were the conqueror of the Middle East, Donald Trump was essentially given the green light to these Saudi savage criminals to go ahead and continue their genocide in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya. So Donald Trump and the presidential visit was what gave an enthusiastic green light and support and encourage them to take this action. And I think the U.S. Is going to very quickly abandon this operation to say, we never told you to go and take it this far. We talked about stopping the financing of ISIS, but that includes Saudi Arabia, not Qatar alone, but Saudi Arabia. It also includes shutting down the madrasas and these clerics that stand at the pulpits of Saudi Arabia and travel to Europe and elsewhere and say the same message of violence, tolerance, and if you're not a Wahhabi, you are an enemy of Islam that deserves to be beheaded, killed, and et cetera. The world rejects that, but the President of the United States, of course, and the United States Congress has invested its petrodollar pegging to the oil infrastructure of Saudi Arabia. And for that reason, they've been supporting Saudi Arabia for 60, 70 years. But Saudi Arabia is also just a useful idiot because they blame Saudi Arabia for the 9/11 attacks when that in reality was orchestrated by the U.S., CIA, Mossad, and Saudi Arabia was simply going along with it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Out of San Francisco, Mr. Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer.